So this is a receiver which picks up the frequency in the cone. So this is what the radio tower picks up. So if a fish swims past, this is what it hears, and then it records the date and the time, and so we know exactly what time the fish has moved past and exactly which fish it is.
Those tags are quite a bit bigger than I expected. Can you just describe what they are?
Yeah, so they're a microchip which has the frequency and the code put in them, and they also have a mortality switch. So if the fish rejects the tag, or if another fish eats it and it dies, well then we know then that the transmitter's no longer got in an active fish, and then the rest of it is pretty much an AA battery. So the transmitter's just a little bit larger than a AA battery.
And where do you actually put it in the fish?
The fish gets this in its stomach cavity, and so we do a small incision, insert the transmitter, and it has a trailing antenna, which if someone, an angler catches the fish, that's all they'll see is a small wire trace. And we then do a couple internal stitches and some external stitches, which closes the incision over. And then, the fish is right to go back into the water.
Why do you do it?
We're looking at the fish movement and what environmental conditions cause the fish to move. And so, say, for example, the Ovens River here, we've tagged a lot of fish in Lake Mulwala and in the Murray, and a lot of our fish do go up the Ovens River, which is, it hasn't got any large impoundments or anything like that, so it gets a lot of good natural flows. So that, along with a lot of the works that DSC and the Northeast Catchment Management Authority have done works in the Ovens by putting snags back in the river, so habitat, and they've also fenced off the river to keep stock out of the water and done bank revegetation and that sort of thing. And they've also refurbished the fishway at Wangaratta. So all those works help to, you know, attract fish, I suppose, into the Ovens. And and so it's sort of a good indication that all that stuff's working when our, you know, fish from the Murray are heading up the Ovens, you know, during breeding season, that sort of thing.
What else are you learning about fish and the way they move through this program?
We've picked up a lot of large movements, so fish can move hundreds of kilometres each year, and then we've found them moving back to their original place of where they live. So they move during spring, and then they'll come back to the exact same snag, and so they have a homing area which they live during the year, and then come spring, when they're often on a rise in the river and a rise in water temperature, the fish will move upstream and, you know, go up there to spawn, and then they'll come back to the same, pretty much exactly the same snag.
Well, so those great stories fishermen tell of, you know, the old cod that hangs out in that hollow and steals the bait for 10 years or something, they're true.
Yeah, that's right, because they do literally live in the same snag. And so, yeah, and they're long-lived fish as well. You know, they can live over 30 years old. So, yeah, the angler could be getting his bait stolen by the same fish for years.
Do male fish move differently or further than female fish?
Yeah, so both male and female fish can move large distances, but the males tend to move, and then they will guard a log or a clay bank or something like that, that where the females can lay their eggs, and so they'll sit and guard that log, for example, a hollow log, say, and then the females will move around and they will pick their preferred log, and then they'll lay their eggs with that male, and then the male will guard the eggs until till they hatch, and then they're on their own. He also fans the eggs with his fins to keep sediment and that off the eggs. And so, yeah, aww, so he's doing a bit of work there just to keep them alive.
Well, we're about to head into spring. So are you expecting a whole lot more of that beeping to be going on at radio towers like this one?
Yeah, so now's when they start moving. So, yeah, we expect a lot more over the next coming few months. And, yeah, that's sort of when it gets busy.
We heard recently about the Casanova cod, as he's been dubbed, who you've actually picked up coming through here, through Bundalong, who goes all the way through to Wangaratta, is it, every year?
Yeah, that's right. We've got another logger at Wangaratta. So for the last, I think, 4 years in a row, he's swam out of Lake Mulwala, gone up the Ovens River up to Wangaratta. And that usually takes him about 3 weeks to get up there. And he'll stay up there for 6 to 8 weeks, and then once he's ready to come back, it probably takes him 2 or 3 days to get back down to Bundalong, because he's, you know, coming downstream then. So yeah, and so then he'll go back to Lake Mulwala and back to his home. We're into the last year now, so this spawning season will be the last year that this project's funded for. The early analysis has shown that, yeah, we've had fish moving into those re-snagged areas, which is great, because you know, there's been a lot of snags pulled out of the river, you know, in previous years, so it's good that they're using the ones that we're putting back in. So yeah, it's all positive signs at the moment.